Andy Scott?
Yes.
All right, I'll go ahead and call us to order. Board of Supervisors meeting is Drainage District Trustees. The only thing on our agenda this morning is consider a petition for a preliminary engineering study of Drainage District Grant 5, including needed improvements to the existing district and for areas proposed for possible annexation into the existing district. And Scott, you received an email from, tell me the guy's name again.
Josh, you ready?
And he represents?
He represents Black Dirt Farms.
Black Dirt Farms.
On the north end of the district.
Okay.
And he was the one who originally requested the watershed study.
Right.
It was performed by IS Group, and then we had a meeting on March 22nd.
Correct.
With the landowners.
And we told them at that point if somebody wanted some investigation, we'd have to get a petition from somebody.
Yes.
But we didn't receive an email from that gentleman.
Correct. Right. And at that meeting, we did receive a lot of information from whoever was. It seems there is a large problem with the existing district and with the railroad tracks as far as water not draining away.
Yes. Okay. So we need to take a motion to accept the petition and then give further direction.
Right. Accept the petition and decide whether or not to act on it, whether we want to hire Kent Rody or INS to pursue an engineering study, which is the petition is asking for an engineering study.
Okay. All right.
Well, we've already asked INS to do a preliminary look at Grant 5, right?
And that was the watershed map that we had at the meeting on March 22nd.
So INS is not doing anything right now?
Correct.
Anything further?
Right.
All right, so then I move that we accept the petition and we refer this to INS for a full engineering study of Grant 5.
Okay, second. Got a motion and a second to accept the petition and to forward this to the INS group for a full study.
Now, let me ask the question and comment was, does that motion and action by referring it says that they will then come back to us with preliminary estimates of cost as to what this will entail before we actually commit them to the project, or does this mean that, you know, because basically in previous times we would get the estimate of the cost and then it would go back to the landowner saying, this is what it's going to be. Now, usually the preliminary study, there is already a cost attached to that. And since there was no one that really objected to that at that meeting, I would assume we would be okay to take that action from previous meetings. Was that your understanding, Scott or Darren?
In this case, that watershed study and map and that first meeting we had is kind of a step that we haven't done before, so it's an additional step. So we have a preliminary engineering report prepared. It would give us some costs, some options and costs, and we call everybody back in for another public hearing at that point, and that's where we make the determination of what to do about the recommendations in the preliminary study.
Right.
Do we pick this option, that option?
Some of the recommendations are going to be improved, so that'll definitely pick input.
There's potential that we know some talk at the meeting in March about a potential new district.
Right.
So we've not been petitioned for that at all, so I don't know if the study will make that into account or not, but Kent was here and heard all the discussion.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we've got our motion and a second and discussion. Anything further? Sanders.
Aye.
Clinton.
Aye.
Two. Aye. That's been approved. And anything else this morning for the trustees? If not, I take a motion to adjourn.
Move adjourn it.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Adjourn. Okay.
All righty.
Okay.